This is Marty Deckenfield with the National Dropout Prevention Center at Clemson University, and I'm here in San Antonio at the National Dropout Prevention Network Conference. And with me right now is the winner of the 2009 Crystal Star Award of Excellence Program winner. Actually, we have three winners, but we have one with us today from Iowa. I have Margaret Connett here, who represents the Success Program in Des Moines Public Schools. And we welcome you, Margaret, and congratulate you on this very prestigious award. And I think it would be great if you could tell our listeners all about the Success Program.
Great. Thank you, Marty. Well, first of all, we are so honored and feel so grateful to the National Dropout Prevention Center for recognizing us. We know that there are many good programs out there around the country, and we feel just extremely honored to have received this. The Success Program was begun in 1990 in the Des Moines Public Schools through school-based youth services legislation. This was legislation that was passed to enable school districts to provide more collaboration with community agencies and a connection with families and schools to provide more opportunities for students to graduate. So we have three main goals in our program. We want children to enter school ready to learn. We want them to achieve success in the classroom, and we want them to graduate from high school. And the way we do that is we've developed a family services program within our school district. We have 42 case managers that work in 30 different school buildings. And dropout prevention to us starts at prenatal. So our Way to Grow early childhood program starts at prenatal with pregnant moms, and then works with families with children birth to five. And so those case managers work out in the homes, providing basic needs services, working with the families on health care, nutrition. We do the Parents as Teachers nationally recognized curriculum in those home visits and in the school programs where those parents come. Then our elementary program serves elementary students K through 5 in 15 of our elementary schools. And then our 10 middle schools in our district each have case managers that work in those middle schools, and then also at the high school level. The role of the case manager is a unique role within our district. We hire people who have at a minimum a bachelor's degree in human services or social work. Many of them have master's degrees. So they are not teachers, they are human services professionals. And so many of them, when they come to us, have worked out in community agencies, worked in a variety of different nonprofit settings. And so they are very well trained and equipped to deal with a whole host of family issues, all the way from domestic violence to substance abuse to mental health, as well as the basic needs that I mentioned earlier. So the case manager's role then is to first and foremost build relationships with the student and with their family. That is done through building rapport, establishing trust, helping people to feel comfortable with the fact that the school is there to be of help to them. Secondly, they assess the need of the student and of the family. And those needs can have everything to do with academic as well as social, emotional, and behavioral. So if a student is not succeeding or there are barriers to learning, those are the things that we want to find out from the student and the family. It may be transportation, it may be homelessness, housing, basic needs again, or it may involve mental health, just any barrier that is in the way of that student being able to succeed at school. So after that assessment, then the next step is developing a case plan and helping that student and family to develop goals. And again, uniquely working with the strengths of the family, finding out what they want to work on, setting their own goals so that they're engaged with their case plan. It's their plan, it's their goals. because we're school-based and are able to work within the school structure, we're able to connect with the teachers and the academic staff in order to, again, address any barriers or things that the child needs in order to succeed. Our unique role, again, though, is that we're out in the community with the family, making referrals. So after the case plan is developed, if the family or the student needs any services that we have in our community, we can help make that referral, connect the family to the service, literally even driving people to appointments, making sure they get the paperwork filled out. In our district right now, we have 63% free and reduced price lunch, and we have 48 different languages spoken, 30% minority students. So many of our families face significant barriers to finding resources to help. So we just do whatever we can to get them to those services and then track to make sure that they got the service once they got to that community agency. We also have community agencies that come in and reposition staff in the school building. In our 30 buildings, one of the biggest collaborations that we have is with our mental health providers in our community, and they provide full-time mental health clinicians housed right in the school, so that children can be seen during their school day, especially if these are children or families that would not otherwise be able to access clinical services. Some of the results that we've seen because of the intensive case management that we do with families is that 95% of our high school students stay in school. So it's really proven to us that giving that wraparound support really does result in kids staying in school. 99% of our parents respond in our year-end survey that the program was helpful. 87% of our pregnant teens stay in school. We have a very important, strong collaboration with our alternative school to help pregnant and parenting teens stay in school. And 86% of the families that we work with children 5 and under, have improved their parenting skills. So that's just a sample of some of the things that we look for and track in our program.
Well, it's easy to see why your program, the Success Program of the Des Moines Public Schools, was selected as a winner of the 2009 National Dropout Prevention Network Crystal Star Award of Excellence Program. So congratulations to you. And thank you for sharing what you've learned. There's more information about this program on our website, www.dropoutprevention.org. Thanks for listening. This is Marty Duckenfield from the National Dropout Prevention Center.